Let's eat. And I don't mean what we do in the car, racing the thoroughfare of our lives, tossing wrappers in the footwell and getting by on lukewarm, watery coffee and squeaky styrofoam cups. And I don't mean the splurges on certain anniversaries or the grand sweep of buffets in casino cities or fine weave napkins and a small hoard of forks and the nice plates, the ones we'd be least happy breaking, set out when company comes. As I write this, I admit I'm shoveling my lunch down, having waited too long to make any good decisions. And in my overstuffed stupor, I suspect I will still reach into a particular cupboard for a handful of loose somethings to close the deal. So what I mean is, what happens after? Heavy jowled from all our meals, drowsy from the calories, what other nourishment we take, how else we feed ourselves.